Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Nice to see some local representation on the IHSA Board of Directors. Katie Hassan reelected to another term, her second term, and she'll serve through 2022, an at-large seat. Pretty impressive. I think there are 10 members on the IHSA Board. They represent 850-some-odd member schools. Wowzer, Katie Hassan, that's pretty impressive another great opportunity for you.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited to get reelected to a second term. I really enjoyed my first 3 years on the board, working with some outstanding people, both fellow principals on the board, as well as getting to work a little more closely with all the staff at the IHSA office itself, the assistant executive directors, and all the office staff that really make things run. It's an impressive organization, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, what's the biggest takeaway for you from the first 3 years? I assume there had to be a little bit of a learning curve.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I give kind of an analogy when people ask me, well, what do you do on the board? And I said, well, I'm kind of like, your local school board governs the actions and the operations of the local school district, and that's kind of like what I'm on. I'm a board member for the 800 plus member Illinois High School Association, and so there's a lot of governance, there's a lot of minutia of bylaws and terms and conditions and the process that comes through approving state final sites and just all different types of things regarding the actual operations of the organization, but also get into things like budgets and state final host locations and as well as the whole bylaw process. Obviously, what's in the news right now, or what's kind of the hot topic right now, is the whole the football district. It was approved last year through the bylaw process, the legislative process, narrowly. And word has it that maybe some counterproposals are going to come up to change it before it even has a chance to go into effect. But that's the process, and it's been neat and eye-opening to be involved in that process. And probably the other big thing that's been kind of eye-opening is just all the eligibility rulings. Being involved and seeing, some of the different things that we have to hear in terms of eligibility appeals and transfers and all those types of things that, as an individual high school principal, maybe I didn't see or didn't have much hand in. But being at the state level, you see a little bit more of that.
Well, I think it's interesting, too, because, you talk about all the sports and then all the activities. And I think it kind of interesting, because if you look at your Rock Ridge situation, well, do we have vis-a-vis a lacrosse team? No, we don't. Do we have an esports team? Not yet. With the emerging sports definition that the IHSA has. So, I mean, even though maybe you don't have some of those things that are activities or sports, you're still responsible for, I guess, learning about the terms and conditions of those said things.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. And it's been a lot of fun. The other, what I see as the positive and the perk, and not that the other governance stuff is a negative by any means. It's the procedural stuff, but the other awesome thing that I get to do as a board member is present awards at state final events, and that has just been a blast. Attending state final events from, the typical high-profile sports, volleyball, basketball, football, baseball, softball, track and field, all those types of things, wrestling, but also attending things like I attended the competitive dance. I attended the chess state finals last winter, and being involved in some of those things. And actually, that's one of the things I'm hoping to be able to do a little bit more of is as my schedule allows to go to, something like badminton or boys bowling or lacrosse or gymnastics and see those kids competing in those activities as well. It's really neat.
So I've always wondered about chess, because that's quite kind of intrigued me too. So when you actually have like the state championship chess match, does it come down to like mano a mano, one versus one, and there's a spotlight over it?
You walk into the gigantic ballroom at the Peoria Civic Center, and I'm not going to have the numbers right, but because it was last early February, but you walk in there and somewhere upwards of 64 different tables of 16 kids per table, of chess matches going on, eight per team, going head-to-head on their boards. And what happens is they work their way through, and I don't understand the entire bracketing process or points process, but basically as I was there on day two, there were, I think they had narrowed it to either six or eight teams that were the top ones that were still undefeated, that were competing for the state title, and they had those in an area that was kind of roped off and somewhat, yes, under the spotlight at the front of the room, and those teams go through head to head to determine your state champion, and it was pretty cool to watch. Those kids are pretty intense.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, is there one thing that when you look back on your 3 years and you say, "Wow, I didn't know this about the IHSA, and now I do." I mean, is there anything like that that stands out for you?
Well, I don't think there was anything, you know, major that stands out. I like to think that I'm pretty well versed, you know, and always have been, just with my background as going from a player and a coach, and I dabbled in some basketball officiating back a few years ago, and I was an athletic director and then became a principal. So I like to think that I've stayed pretty well versed in all the different activities of the and management of the IHSA. So I don't think there's any one thing that stands out. I think just the volume of all the different things that office staff especially manages and deals with to put on a state final event. That's just, there's a lot of logistics and a lot of details that go into that, and a lot of things that they deal with, you know, from across this very large state of ours. You know, there's a wide range, you know, of issues that run the gamut when you think of comparing schools from up in the city of Chicago versus the more affluent northwest suburbs, you know, to west central Illinois, all the way down to the far southern tip of the state. It's a pretty broad, you know, geography and socioeconomic landscape that this organization tries to manage and govern equitably.
All right, and so I think the other neat thing here is an at-large member, right? So mm-hmm. you're not serving a specific district. So what's interesting then, what is there, 10, I think 10 IHSA board of directors. So you look at an at-large position, that means every member school gets a chance to vote on that. Do you take any more credence knowing that, you know, the not just this area of the state voted on my at-large position, but every member of school had a chance to take a crack at this thing to say, hey, do we want Hassan serving on this board or don't we? And they said yes. So what does that mean?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that was, you know, it's what made me nervous over the last couple of weeks as this process has worked its way through, because you know, the board of directors, as you mentioned, is made up of 10 member school principals. Seven of them are elected by their geographical division throughout the state. Our area is Division 4, which basically runs from it covers the northwest corner of the state. And then there are three at-large members. One is a private school representative. One is an ethnic minority, and the other, which is my position, is what's officially called the underrepresented gender. So whatever gender is in the minority on the board, you know, in the case now, it's made mostly of males, so a female representative to the board, that's where I'm at. That's the seat that I'm serving. And yeah, it definitely is it makes me feel good to know that I have that support throughout the state. Obviously, I reached out to, you know, not only to principals that I know that are in this area, this neck of the woods, whether it be through the Lincoln Trail or the Prairie Land or the Three Rivers Conference or the Western Big Six that are in our area, you know, but also obviously I had my colleagues on the board assist in reaching out and hopefully putting in a good plug for me in their area, in their conference, you know, and I did some of my own reaching out via email to folks across the state to try to garner support. And you know, yeah, it's neat to know that I've got that statewide support. And you know, I did hear responses from across the state who put in a good word and responded to say, yeah, you've got my vote, and that's much appreciated.
All right. Well, I know it's awesome to have local representation on that board, you know, solely speaking from the WMJ listening area here. I was going to ask you as we wrap up, And I had a chance to talk to this Dr. Carissa Niehoff, who's the executive director of the National Federation of State High School Associations. And I don't know if she's going to do this. Looks like maybe she's going to do this every week during the school year, and I hope she does, because she's penned these pieces on the NFHS website at nfhs.org, and it's the executive director. That's the National Federation of State High School Associations. But I know she's dealt with already in four successive weeks unruly fan behavior, vaping, club sports, and I think the latest title of her piece, let me find it here, something about, yeah, veteran officials hanging it up because of unruly behavior by parents. These are some thought-provoking, hard-hitting things that they're putting out. Have you had a chance to digest those, and what do you think?
Yeah, I've checked out a couple of those, and I had a chance to meet Dr. Niehoff last summer at the NFHS summer meeting, which was in Chicago a year ago. Sat in on a session that she was in, and had a chance to just have a brief conversation and meet her. And you know, she took over for Bob Gardner, who had been the longtime executive director of the NFHS, and I believe Dr. Niehoff comes from the state of Connecticut, in her background as a former executive director of their state association. And yeah, she's addressing some tough topics, and it's neat to see. I know last year there was a similar message that she kind of co-wrote with some of the state association directors, and I believe Craig Anderson of the IHSA was in on that one and in posting that. And it's cool to see that the, you know, the leadership of this organization, this national organization, which celebrated its 100th anniversary this past summer, is definitely, you know, stepping up and tackling some of those tough topics, because that's what we face, you know, locally. You know, we had our Three Rivers Conference principals meeting yesterday, and, you know, it's a constant topic of, you know, how do we balance, you know, gate receipts and officials' pay, and how do we attract officials, and do we have people who won't work at our conference because we don't pay them enough, and, you know, and what are all those factors? And you know, she's addressed some of these things. And obviously, as high school principals, you know, within our building, in the trenches in our building every day, we're dealing with many of those issues as well, whether it be, you know, unruly fan behavior or the vaping epidemic, unfortunately, that's in our society right now. And you know, all of those things, you know, specialization in a small school like Rock Ridge, we want to see our kids being multi-sport athletes and contributing to all of our Rocket teams, not just, you know, just the one that they're choosing to focus on. So, yeah, I think it's neat that our national executive director is stepping up and addressing some of these tough topics with some very timely and well-written pieces.
All right, great to have Katie Hassan with us this morning, Rock Ridge High School principal and reelected to another term on the IHSA Board of Directors, serving through 2022. Katie Hassan, thanks for helping us out this morning.
Yep, looking forward to it. Thanks again for all you do at WRMJ. We really appreciate it.
You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.